Shalom Aleichem, Mishnah Yomi continues for Tet Tevet with chapter 15 of Yevamot, Mishnah Vav. Ha'isha shaholcha chi uvala lemedinat hayam. A woman who went, herself and her husband, overseas. Uva, she comes back alone. V'amra met baili. She says, unfortunately, my husband died overseas, and she's the only witness to this event. Tinosev titok divota. She may, as we've explained in this chapter, she may get married based on her own assertion and even take the ketuvah money, the marriage contract money. Vitzarata, and if she had a co-wife who was still at home when they went on their vacation, asura, that co-wife cannot get married. As we learned yesterday in Mishnah Dalit, we don't trust co-wives to testify about the whereabouts of the shared husband because there could be animosity there. That is, they want to trip them up and cause them to get remarried. Now, in this case, the first woman might actually get remarried with in mind to destroy the reputation of her co-wife. It could happen. It's very interesting that because of the ne'emanut, the power of believability that we give in this woman reporting about her own husband, it creates a halachic legal reality for her, but not necessarily for anyone else. The Mishnah continues, Haita bot Yisrael Kohen. If she was the daughter of a Yisrael, she had married a Kohen, was eating truma, tocha b'truma, she could still eat truma. Talking about this second co-wife who cannot get remarried. Divrei Rabbi Tarfon, that's according to Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Akiva disagrees. Ein zo derech motziata midei avera. This is not the way to take her out of possibly doing a sin. Achidei asur linasei, only if she's forbidden to remarry. We're talking about the co-wife, not the one who was actually on vacation overseas with the husband when he died. She can't get married, and she also can't eat truma, because the husband might be alive, as far as she knows. She wasn't there when he allegedly died, but he might be dead. And if he is passed away, then she cannot eat truma anymore. That was only through the zchus of her husband, the Kohen. The Mishnah Zion expands on this theme. Amra meit baili, a woman comes back. She had gone overseas with her husband. She says, my husband died. V'achar koch met chami. And then afterwards, my father-in-law, who was also with us, he also passed away. This woman who testified on her own husband, she can get remarried and collect her ketuvah. The chamota, but her mother-in-law, asura, cannot get remarried. Again, mothers-in-law and daughters-in-law are not trusted to be a single witness to allow the other to get married. Haidabat Yisrael Kohen, again, if she was the daughter of a Jewish girl and married a Kohen, tochal b'truma, she could keep eating truma. Div Rabbi Tarfon, again, according to Rabbi Tarfon only. Rabbi Kiva Omer, ein zo derech motziata midei avera. That's not the way to make her safe from a sin. She can't get remarried, and she can't eat truma, because we don't know if the husband is alive or dead with regards to the mother-in-law. Now, the Mishnah brings related cases to this dispute of Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Akiva. Kiddush achat mi-chamesh nashim. A man married a woman, but it was one of these five women. V'eino yudeya eizu kiddush. He doesn't know which one was the actual wife he did kiddushin. Again, kiddushin is the first stage of a Jewish marriage. Kol achat omeret oti kiddush. And all of these women are saying, hey, it was me who was the one you actually married. You know, all of these women want to end up with him. So what does he have to do? Noten get l'kol achat v'achat. He has to give a get to every single one of these women. Umaniach ketuva, and he can put the money, the ketuva money, b'neihem u'mistolek, in front of them, and let them divide it out, sort it out. I mean, l'maisa, he only married one woman. We just don't know who it is. So he should only give one ketuva payment and let the women, figure out who it should go to or divide out evenly. Divrei Rabbi Tarfon. That's according to Rabbi Tarfon. Bikiva Omer, Bikiva again disagrees. Ein zo derech motziato midei avera. This is not the way to get him out of doing an avera. Now here the avera is the possibility of theft if he doesn't pay the ketuvah to the real wife, the woman he had actually married with kedushin. Achi yiten get ketuvah lekol achat v'atat. He has to give not only a get, a writ of divorce, but also pay the entire marriage contract to every one of these five women. Finally, the Mishnah brings another related case. Gozel echad mechamisha. He stole from one of five people. V'ein yodem eze gozel. He doesn't know which was the actual victim he stole from. And you understand, a thief to do tshuva needs to pay back. Kol echad omer oti gozel. Each one of these people is claiming, you stole it from me. Meniach gezei lebeneya mistolak. He can leave the stolen item or the amount of money in front of them and let these five people divide it up or fight it out and figure out who it really was. Divrei Tarfon. Again, that's only according to Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Ein zo derech motziyatu midei avera. This doesn't remove the man from the possibility of sin, because after all, the sin of Gezela is ongoing until he returns what he stole. Ad sheyishalem Gezela kol echad ve'echad. You have to pay back the amount that he stole to each of these possible victims. So we see from here some good advice. First of all, don't steal and don't have a doubt who you marry. But, you know, you really need to be careful what you're doing when there could be multiple people affected by your actions. The Rambam writes in Tshuva that, Hilchot Tshuva, that if somebody steals from the community, it's very hard to do Tshuva because you have to make restitution to the entire community in general. Yeshar kochachem zagizut.